Light 104.7 and 1570 AM, WVTL.
We welcome Sarah Slingerland, who's the mayor of Johnstown. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Okay.
Well, good.
One story in the news I wanted to ask you about, the Leader Herald reporting yesterday that the status of that proposed regional business park that we discussed last time, they say it remains uncertain, but they seem to feel there's some optimism that your city, Johnstown, can work out a deal with the town of Mohawk. What's going on?
Well, I think it is. There are a lot of downsides, but I think there's enough upsides to the park that the city of Johnstown certainly is interested in having a partnership with all the other municipalities. There are a couple. There is in particular one huge sticking point, and that's the length of the agreement that the city of Johnstown would have with the town of Mohawk. And by cities cannot enter into contracts beyond 40 years. So town of Mohawk would like that. We have 100% of the responsibility for the park, but only would be receiving 55% of the revenue from the park. And the 40 years actually is, if you look at it in terms of us purchasing or buying the rights to that land over a 40-year period, I think it's to some degree. This is just me talking, but I think for the town of Mohawk, it's a quality of life issue in that this could potentially generate more truck traffic through the region, and I think they're concerned about that. I mean, I can totally respect that. I understand that. So, we're certainly always willing to talk and to try to work out. A way to do this. I think there's enough merit for all of us to do this. But we also have to pay attention to, and protect the city taxpayers. So that's where we are on that. And so we'll see where it takes us. And maybe someday, I think it's critical to the region. And it's a great site. It's a great industrial site. It has all the needed pieces for industrial growth there. So we'll see.
Now, again, after hearing you say this, I'm still confused as to who wants what. Is it that the city of Johnstown wants this kind of forever, or you want it to end after 40 years?
We need it to end after 40 years. State law says that cities can't get into contracts beyond 40 years, and so you'd need special legislation for that. But there's a reason why that 40 years limitation is placed on cities. And the town of Mohawk would like it to go on forever. So they would get that 45% of the city property tax forever.
I mean, but 40 years is a long time.
It is, it's fiscally irresponsible, too. And I cannot, in my conscience, and maybe other legislators would disagree, although I'm pretty confident the council's on board with this, I can't commit the city to something that could potentially be very harmful to them down the line. And I think that's why cities are limited to 40-year contracts. I mean, any contract that we have with our intermunicipal agreements are always 40 years, and there's reasons for that.
What was the grounds for the new? I mean, because the tenor of the Leader story was, well, that maybe there's some movement here or something.
I think everybody's hopeful. I mean, I think that the people in Fulton County, in the cities of Johnstown and Gloversville, I think they realize the potential here for the region, and it's not just the money. Sharing. I think the potential really in a larger sense is for jobs. Right now our industrial park has maybe 1,800 jobs, and so if you use that as kind of a model of what may go into this new park or additional piece of the park, all those jobs are not in people who have those jobs do not live in Fulton County, and maybe a third of them, even if a third of them later jobs, potentially, depending on the type of businesses that would locate there. So it's not all about revenue sharing. It certainly is about jobs. And I believe, it's been a long time since I took economic courses in college, but industry is really what stimulates an economy. People earn good money, and they spend it to buy houses and hire lawyers and all kinds of things. So.
Were you at the meeting at Broadalm in Perth last night?
I was there.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the Gazette story, but, I mean, it sounds like this man's, I hate to say it's talking to you.
Sewer, because that really is what this is all about in many respects, and tried to encourage or allow or support, I guess would be a better word, smart growth, and so that it's helpful to the mm-hmm. city taxpayers and supports what they have paid for over the years and allows the city to grow and thrive and, mm-hmm. and be a, you know, have vitality. A lot of the things that we do are based parameters that we are allowed to do are based on state law. In other words, we can, you know, the amount that we can tax, the amount that we can borrow, are all constitutional taxing limits, and there's a New York State tells us we can only borrow a certain amount of money sure. to do projects and things like that. So we are limited by state law in many ways, and not necessarily by just because one person is sitting in a chair as a legislator. We work with mm-hmm. we have to work within the laws.
I must say, from what I've seen of it, I mean this. I don't know what you call it. The negotiations between your city and the town of Mohawk seem to have been conducted in a professional way, maybe unlike some of our other local controversies.
No, I think yeah. absolutely, you're absolutely right, and I think that we both understand that we respect the positions of the. We may not agree, but we totally respect the positions of the other municipalities.
Yeah. But you just said 1,500 jobs. That'd be so great, you know. It would be
I mean, yeah, right. And so the other piece of this, or other pieces of this, the school district, if you build on the model of our existing park, the school district and fund is now receiving $1.1 million of taxes from out of our park.
Mm-hmm.
Can't change educational law, and that would not be limited by 40 years. If you look at the taxes that our county is getting for no obligation, the only people that have obligation here is the city, because we maintain it, we plow it, we put in the infrastructure, all those kinds of things. The county of Fulton is Fulton County is now getting about $450,000 from our park in tax revenue, and they would split that with Montgomery County
sure.
if we were to have a new park, and that would go on beyond the 40 years.
And
it is only the city of Johnstown that has obligation and responsibilities to a new park.
So
we need to limit the. Have some limiting pieces.
And in terms of that old mantra, location, location, location,
absolutely.
Town of Mohawk, Fulton Montgomery Community College, one of the points made last night is that FM is the big draw here, you know, in terms of these high-tech jobs. You know, the FM's
right.
nearby, the jobs are in that, you know, Town of Mohawk Park.
Right, right. Well, you know, and that's one of the reasons, and I was on the council, not mayor, but I was on the council when that Fulton County water line was going out to the college, and they had to have permission from the council to do that, and I voted for it because I believe the community college is a huge asset for the city. It's governmental, and I felt that to give water to them was a real plus for the city, so I could justify my vote there. To send that water line out to them. We also voted for the sewer line to go out there, but our neighboring city, Gloversville, wasn't comfortable with that part of it. They let the water go, but they voted no on the sewer line.
Right, 104.7 FM, 1570 AM, WVTL. We're talking with Johnstown Mayor Sarah Slingerlin. Just over to you. You were at the meeting last night. This was a gathering to talk about possible spinoffs from the big computer chip plant. What else did you take away from that?
Well, I'm really glad I attended. Whenever you hear other people speak, you learn things. I think there's a very there probably are some opportunities. I'm convinced that there are. Areas will thrive. Although I think the eastern part of Fulton County will probably tap into this a little bit more than other parts of the county, but certainly the college will. I think that at this point it's you know the potential is there, and everybody understands conceptually what that means. But there is no plan and exactly what that would look like, who's going to pay for what, you know, those kinds of
sure.
things. So conceptually it's there. The college is moving very aggressively toward shaping their educational environment to meet the needs of the potential needs of this development and educating the kids in a, you know, an appropriate way so that they can offerings of courses so that it meets the needs of potential jobs. But so it's a little bit undecided. There is no plan in place. And so I think that going forward, probably at some point the governmental leaders will be included in those plans, and because conceptual ideas are great, but then when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, it's the city. You know, that has to do a lot with coordination of county government and then having somebody in state government that is a true and powerful enough supporter of your ideas to be able to push dollars toward this region. And certainly, I think that happened in Schenectady. I haven't really tracked it that closely, but I know that there's, you know, an awful lot of state and maybe even federal funding coming into Schenectady. And really, in the bottom line is you need a lot of money to make some of these things work. I mean, even for the new potential industrial park, one of the things the Department of Health, talk about state law, Department of Health has told us, you can't go an inch more unless you put up a water tower. Water towers cost about $1.5 million. Who's going to pay for that?
Well,
who's going to be responsible for that?
Yeah.
And can, is the city of Johnstown already borrowed so much money that we can't borrow anymore to do something like that? So you need some and a great sense of community in Johnstown. So people love that and love being involved. And certainly all of us are the benefactors, but it helps city government as well.
Well, Mayor Sarah Slingerland, thank you for joining us.
Great to talk to you again, Bob.
You bet. We'll talk to you real soon. Take
care. Yeah, bye-bye.